Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Kansas has some of the highest rates of Parkinson's disease diagnoses in the nation. There's no cure, but Kansans are finding ways to support each other and slow the progression of the disease.
Well, having Parkinson's, you need a support group because you have good days and bad days.
We'll hear how Kansans are fighting back against Parkinson's disease. That's after the news. A group of survivors of child sexual abuse is advocating for Kansas to pass what's known as Aaron's Law, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The bill would require K-12 public schools to teach students once per year about preventing sexual abuse. It calls for age-appropriate lessons to help students identify and report behavior that amounts to grooming or abuse. Kim Bergman is with the group Protecting Kansas Children from Sexual Predators. She's also a survivor of childhood sexual abuse.
When kids are educated, they are more likely to speak up themselves and or be able to help their friends.
The national group behind Aaron's Law offers free course materials, but local school boards would ultimately decide which curriculum to use. Parents could also opt their students out. At least 38 other states have adopted Aaron's Law. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
The National Transportation Safety Board presented its findings yesterday on what led to the deadly crash of an American Airlines flight from Wichita to Washington, D.C. last year. The regional jet collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter during its approach into Reagan National Airport. NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says her group looked at several airports with helicopter traffic, and she urged lawmakers to adopt new safety measures.
We must do everything in our power, even ruffle feathers, to get our recommendations implemented, or this will happen again.
64 passengers and crew members were killed on the plane, along with three soldiers on the helicopter. The NTSB is expected to publish its final report and recommendations in the coming weeks. The Greater Wichita Ministerial League will host a community prayer service tomorrow to remember the victims of last year's plane crash in Washington, D.C. Thursday marks 1 year since the crash. The interfaith prayer gathering is from noon to 1 in the city council chambers at City Hall. Eisenhower National Airport has also placed a temporary memorial in its terminal to remember and honor the victims. The memorial will be there through Sunday. Wichita police have arrested a 27-year-old Missouri man in connection with a fatal shooting this week near downtown Wichita. Police officers who were called to a welfare check near Kellogg and Washington Monday morning found a man dead from gunshot wounds. Investigators used surveillance cameras and forensic technology to identify a suspect and then issued an arrest warrant for first-degree murder. Wichita police worked with officers in Springfield, Missouri to locate and arrest the suspect Monday evening in Springfield. Police still have not identified the victim. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow courts to sentence underage offenders to correctional group homes. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, the bill aims to reduce the number of children who are entering foster care because of behavioral problems.
Supporters of the bill say it would provide earlier intervention for young offenders before they are removed from their homes and placed in foster care. But critics argue the bill would roll back recent reforms meant to reduce incarceration of young people. Megan Milner of the Kansas Department of Corrections says the bill would allow courts to place any young offender in secured group homes or detention, even for minor crimes. She says that could disrupt their lives and increase their chances of repeat offenses.
Any detention should be reserved for youth who are the biggest public safety risk.
The bill would also require courts to sentence underage offenders to juvenile detention if they are in possession of a firearm during a crime. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Southwest Kansas farmers have a tough task, either reduce their irrigation or have the state do it for them. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
A state law requires groundwater management districts in western Kansas to present conservation plans by July. Agriculture based on irrigation has helped build local economies, but the groundwater no longer has that many years left at this rate. Groundwater Management District 3 pumps the most water. They are proposing to reduce water pumping by 5% every 5 years for the next 20 years. Trevor Ehring, civil engineer for the district, told farmers the proposed plan will not be easy.
Well, it's not based entirely on what's fair. It's based on what the impact to the local economy, how many acres are going to be lost,
Based on the plan, the district will reach stable aquifer levels in 25 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas City Chiefs announced yesterday that two regional design firms are finalists to construct a new Chiefs stadium in Kansas. The finalists are Manica Architecture of Kansas City, Kansas, and Populous, which is based in Kansas City, Missouri. Manica projects include Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas and Chase Center in San Francisco. Populous designed the new Highmark Stadium in New York, which will be home to the Buffalo Bills. Kansas lawmakers approved a tax incentive package last month that will help the Chiefs build a new $3 billion domed stadium. Wichita State University has received a $1 million donation for need-based scholarships. The money will help first-generation students at the W. Frank Barton School of Business. The university says about 46% of its undergraduate students are the first in their families to attend college. Those students typically receive less financial support and rely on loans to pay for their education. University officials say the $1 million gift came from an anonymous donor who graduated from the business school in 1958. More information is at wichita.edu. We'll be back after this.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Data show Kansas and other rural agriculture states have some of the highest rates of Parkinson's disease. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service reports on what Kansans are doing to help people living with Parkinson's.
It's a Friday, and classes at the Parkinson's Exercise and Wellness Center in Leawood, part of the Kansas City Metro, are in full swing, literally.
All right, let's work with our partners. Put force behind those punches.
Sarisa Curry is head coach and co-founder of the center, which is dedicated to people with Parkinson's disease. Curry teaches boxing and other fitness classes there. Parkinson's is a progressive, neurodegenerative disease that causes issues like tremors, balance problems, and stiff muscles. There's no cure, but exercise and physical therapies help people with the disease improve their brain health, sleep, and motor skills. Curry says her work helping people live with Parkinson's started in 2016. She taught a small class of about four people at a boxing gym.
This wasn't just helping them to be stronger, it was actually helping their brain to function better. And they were self-reporting that they were moving better, their tremors were less.
At the time, Curry taught a national curriculum developed specifically for people with Parkinson's. But as need for the classes and other Parkinson's-specific therapies grew, she started a nonprofit and opened her own gym.
I think that's really important because this community is very special. They don't necessarily need to fit in anywhere else. They need to have a space that's for them, and I think we've provided that.
Today, the gym services around 280 people and offers nine classes, ranging from Pilates and boxing to theater. Parkinson's typically impacts older adults, and Curry says as the baby boomer generation ages, they're seeing more need. Enrollment went up by 25% last year.
And I anticipate that we'll see that this year, if not more, because more people are being diagnosed. More people are reaching the age at which they start to show that disease process.
New data shows Kansas has some of the highest rates of Parkinson's diagnosis in the country. Epic Research, part of Epic Systems, a health records company, analyzed millions of medical records to find diagnosis rates. Nebraska was the highest with 561 per 100,000 patients. Kansas was second with 517, and Missouri was fifth. Researcher Kirsten Bartelt says to get an accurate comparison, researchers adjusted the rates to account for age, sex, and other factors.
Because it's such an age-correlated condition, and so we wanted to account for that in Nebraska, and Kansas both remained at the top.
Bartelt says more research is needed to determine why these states have such high rates. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, there's no single definitive cause for Parkinson's disease. In some cases, it can be linked to genetics, but research also shows that exposure to environmental toxins like chemicals used in farming put people at higher risk. Elaine Potocic is founder of Parkinson's Families of Northwest Kansas, a nonprofit that offers things like physical therapy and art classes. She says about 90% of her group's participants live on farms and are exposed to pesticides.
So we just have so many farm-related jobs, agriculture and everything else, that It's kind of hard to escape that.
Potocnik's organization serves a rural area she says desperately needs Parkinson's support. But because there aren't enough services to cover the broad region, groups in eight counties join Zoom calls and follow along with a fitness instructor based in Colby.
And here we go, toe up towards your head. There's a tiny bend in your back knee.
Potocnik says she founded Parkinson's Family of Northwest Kansas because when she was diagnosed with the disease back in 2015, the closest workout and support group was about 4 hours away.
Well, having Parkinson's, you need a support group because you have good days and bad days.
Certain medications and a surgical implant called deep brain stimulation help slow progression of Parkinson's disease. But until there's a cure, classes like these are bringing people together and helping them manage their symptoms. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's Pine Night is back. We'd like to invite you to the next meetup, an evening of conversation, drinks, and camaraderie with other listeners and staff. We'll be at Tor Brewing in the upstairs loft on February 11th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I hope you'll come spend an evening with us.